It's time now for the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. Joining us today is production specialist Laura Schmidt.
It's really nice that we've got some moisture to work with this year, but it will be a little while before we're able to start seeding in full force. Something to keep in mind is that soybeans tolerate excess moisture well, but since we've had more acres slotted for peas, it is important to remember that peas do not tolerate wet feet or waterlogged soils. And since they do thrive in relatively dry soils, field selection is going to be really important this year for peas. If possible, choose well-drained, coarse-textured soils.
And Laura, I wanted to talk a little bit about nitrogen carryover from last year. Talk a bit about what that means.
We were left with soils testing high in residual nitrates from last fall. This year, consider retesting soils this spring just to get a more accurate read now that we've had some moisture. The optimum soil test range for soybeans and peas is less than 50 pounds of nitrogen per acre. They may be grown on fields with higher N, but it will generally reduce or delay nodulation, maturity, and contribute to IDC. Research does suggest that soybeans grown on fields with a history of soybeans may be able to tolerate this better and maintain nodulation, just since that rhizobia population has been built up in the soil over time. But if you're seeding into soils with greater N levels, select a variety that's tolerant to IDC and consider a double inoculation strategy so that if your nodulation is delayed, the rhizobia that is there and forming those nodules will be the most effective at fixing N. And while we're waiting for things to warm up, remember that your inoculants contain living bacteria. So proper storage is going to be important to maintain their effectiveness.
And we're into the first week of May here now. Talk a little bit about seeding dates and, you know, any concerns there.
Seed peas early if possible. So peas tolerate cold temperatures really well. So if you can get out there, start seeding when soils warm up to 5 degrees at depth if the field is travelable. According to long-term crop insurance data, pea yields do drop off to about 80% relative yield if seeding in the third week of May or later. So delayed pea seeding just means that that crop's going to flower during the heat of summer. So that'll result in the loss of flowers and impact yield. Soybeans, on the other hand, it's really comforting to know there that the seeding date's quite flexible in Manitoba. Seeding in the first 3 weeks of May has been shown to maximize yield, and cold soils will generally delay emergence, so wait to seed until soils there have it warmed up to at least 8 degrees. Delaying seeding for soybeans until June has generally reduced yield by about 15% on average, so if seeding soybeans later than usual, do double-check your variety's days to maturity and that they will mature before your average fall frost date.
Laura, any advice when it comes to soybean seed treatments?
So we're going into a cooler, wet spring, so a fungicide treatment will generally help protect seedlings as they establish from root rot. But do note that those treatments are only providing protection for about 2 to 3 weeks after seeding, not emergence, and that these diseases can occur later in the season. So seed treatments aren't going to be a complete solution. NPSG's on-farm network has hosted 43 trials comparing treated and untreated soybean seed from 2015 to 2019. In these fields, pest pressure wasn't known beforehand. Treatments were kind of just applied as a form of insurance. And in that scenario, seed treatments provided an economic return on investment 19% of the time. So this return was only really seen in 2015 and 2016, which were those cool, wet springs with more moisture than the later years of this study. And since we're only seeing that yield response 1/5 of the time, do think critically about the pest pressure within your field and if a seed treatment is likely to be beneficial. So if you don't have fields with wireworm or seed corn maggot pressure, consider a fungicide-only treatment for your soybeans. Visit manitobapulse.ca for the full bean report containing timely information to think about as you're getting ready to seed soybean and pea crops this year. At manitobapulse.ca, you can also subscribe to receive the bean report in your mailbox every 2 weeks throughout the growing season.
Thanks, Laura. Laura Schmidt is a production specialist with Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. The Bean Report is brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. You can find out more at manitobapulse.ca.